This is my first time using it in Melbourne. I've used it online before, but there aren't too many places in Melbourne yet that I go to that accept Bitcoin.
So what is the beauty or what's the benefit to using Bitcoin for you?
I've known about it for a while now, and I want to support the idea, and one of the best ways to do that is to use it the way it's meant to be used, which is as currency. So this is my wallet on my Android phone.
Okay, yep.
So it's got my balance on it, and it's got a camera functionality, so I can scan in a QR code. So I hit send.
And it's done.
And it's done.
That's already showed up in my list of from transactions.
That was less than 2 seconds. And no major bankers or financial institutions have had their paws on this money.
No, absolutely not.
Just as Rodney said, using bitcoins to buy a birthday present for his wife is still a bit of a novelty in Melbourne. But the fact that he can do so at all isn't lost on those involved in the bitcoin trade. Asher Tad is the CEO of Melbourne-based bitcoin exchange CoinJar. He spoke to me via Skype while he was travelling in Malaysia. He's effectively staking his business on this new currency taking off.
We've been to San Francisco, which is, you know, the tech hub of the world with all these startups based out of there. We've been to New York to talk about Bitcoin and Singapore. And coming back to Melbourne, we're not actually that far behind, or, you know, we might actually be ahead. So I do buy into the idea that Melbourne has a lot of potential to be the Bitcoin capital of the world.
But there are also plenty of people betting Bitcoin could become a victim of its own popularity.
I'm Dr. PJ Radcliffe. I'm a senior lecturer here at RMIT University. Some researchers have found that 64% of bitcoins are in accounts which had never been used, which means people are buying them and thinking, well, this might be worth something sometime, but we'll just sit on it for now. It's not being used in commerce. The volatility is something which is going to make you worry and not think to use it as a currency. As to Melbourne being the Bitcoin capital, well, there are a surprising number of businesses which are starting to offer Bitcoin. And quite frankly, the use of Bitcoins as a currency, not just for speculation, is the only thing which will save it. If Bitcoin is going to continue to be mostly sitting in people's bank accounts, unused, waiting for value to go up before it's converted to Australian or US dollars, it's really not going to last.
So even if it's getting easier in Melbourne to use Bitcoin, are there enough people like Rodney to use it and keep it alive?
Hi, I'm Ryan Ralph, and I'm a student at RMIT in Melbourne. I'm a Bitcoin developer, user, holder, investor, I guess, and part of the Melbourne community. To put it simply, one of the things is I don't like banks or the way that the current financial system operates. I think it's a bit unethical and you know, not very transparent, whereas Bitcoin, everything's public. You can see where all the money's going, who did what, and it's all traceable in the public ledger.
But that view might have just hit a snag.
Operators are stressing that the failure is on Mt. Gox's side.
Just this week, the world's largest Bitcoin exchange, Mt. Gox, shut down. It says major security breaches have led to the theft of more than 700,000 bitcoins. Some investors have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and a few have camped outside the company's Tokyo offices demanding answers.
Still, Bitcoin's value tumbled close to 23%.
So it's not surprising the major banks have been somewhat coy about commenting on Bitcoin, at least to my requests here in Melbourne. But Dr. PJ Radcliffe says it's unlikely they haven't been watching all of this very closely.
As people get more and more used to it, and more people are finding it's really easy to download an app onto your phone to do everything, and you can just walk up to the shop and say, here, scan my mobile phone, and the payment's done, people are starting to use it more. If any bank is not looking very seriously at its competition, and Bitcoin is a form of competition, they're being remarkably incompetent.
It'll be years before we know whether Bitcoin survives, whether it's a flash in the pan or an enduring feature of the local economy. But it is still worth asking. Could this really be the future for Melbourne? 'Cause I'm a 21st century digital boy.